Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Good morning, everyone. Can you see the outrigger canoes out there? I always have to do a second adjustment when I start this show. Let's see if I get it right. Yeah. Can you see the outrigger canoes? Right. There, they're all lining up, I guess, to paddle. It's been tough for them because usually the outrigger canoe competition is running like crazy through the summer months, and now they're been restricted from having their contest, and they can't have the full number of crew in the boat. So, but look at, they're all congregating there. Those are big 8-man outrigger canoes. They paddle them actually across the Molokai Channel. Between the Molokai and Oahu, it's called the Kiawe Channel. And I've paddled that channel on my surfboard. My son has paddled it on a stand-up paddleboard. It's about, it's only about 27 miles, but it's about 35 miles the way the wind and the currents carry you in the direction. You have to kind of paddle one direction against the current, and it kind of sweeps you over to, it sweeps you eventually to where you need to be. So you've got kind of going against the current too, so it's kind of tough. Hey, Pat Gervais, God bless you. Good morning, everyone. If you're here joining us, say aloha, even if you're not live. Your comments are really appreciated, and we love to kind of establish a sense of community here. The Bible says that Jesus accompanies his words with many mighty words and wonders and signs. We're in the Catechism, paragraph 547, which manifests that the kingdom is present in him and attests that he was the promised Messiah. The Bible tells us that signs and wonders shall follow the believers. These signs shall follow the believers. They shall pray for the sick and they shall be healed. They shall pray in tongues. They shall cast out demons. And so if you're not experiencing those in your life, you have to, I guess another way of saying it is, why not believe that God will move in signs and wonders? I know for myself, I would say I've had 3 physical healings in my life that were, I would call it miraculous. First one was I couldn't sing. I couldn't carry a tune. And my parents had tried so hard to teach me how to sing. They'd have me listen to the keyboard on the piano. And I remember as a kid, I was in a choir and they told me not to sing during the mass, just mouth the words. I couldn't carry a tune. And I remember a week after being baptized in the Spirit, my parents and I were up at Dallas, the Community of God's Delight, a big prayer group of about 1,000 people. And we were singing Amazing Grace, and I was standing between my 2 parents. We'd all experienced this mighty baptism of the Spirit at about the same, within a few weeks of each other. Anyway, we were up there, and we were singing Amazing Grace, and I was actually singing it. And then just to see how fun God is, you know, the Bible says, make a joyful noise. Before, that's all I could do was make a joyful noise. But suddenly I was singing on key. And then it turned out that I actually led the worship for a big prayer community of about 500 people and released a music album years ago. So it's just so funny how the Lord actually healed my vocal cords. It says, make a joyful noise, but I think he got tired of hearing me sing off key. And then another major miracle in my life was when God healed me of a dramatically... real debilitating back problem that the doctors couldn't even figure out what was causing it. And I was miraculously healed. I was at a healing service and my back was healed. And that's what's so funny about the Lord is I later became a world champion tandem surfer where I lift a woman over my head when I surf. So I believe in signs and wonders. And when I was baptized in the Spirit, I received a beautiful gift of, well, when I was baptized in the Spirit, when I was prayed over, I received the gift of tongues that was very sort of rough sounding, not all that pleasant, I would say. But when my dad asked me to pray in that language, what happened? You know, he could see something had happened. And I shared with him the language that God gave me. He said, I recognize some of those words. I recognize two words, God and love. He said, it must be a dialect of Ukrainian or Russian or something, because it's very, you know, he recognized those words. And that helped him then to say he wanted to surrender his life to Jesus. And 3 days later, when we prayed for him to receive the mighty baptism of the Spirit, my language changed from a language of men to a language of angels. So I have when I pray in tongues now, it's more of a heavenly language, you know. And when in my life, when I've led people to the Lord, it is unusual, but it's not that unexpected that at times a demon will manifest and I have to bind it and deal with it in the name of Jesus, because in this day and age, America, those who do the serious exorcisms say that it's almost like America is a new pagan, like it's a new land. It's like a pagan land where when they go into areas that have never had the gospel, they confront a lot of heavy demonic presence, and America's really in that state. So it's not like when I've led people to surrender their life to Jesus and a demon will begin to choke them and manifest. And I've had to bind the demon and cast it out. I wouldn't call it a major exorcism by any means, but a minor deliverance. But certainly took that person by surprise. And yet in all those instances, the people really wanted to be freed and they really wanted to surrender to Jesus. And so by the power of the Holy Spirit, they were delivered. So are we living the kingdom life? Are we living expecting signs and wonders? Do we pray for people that are sick to be healed? If you haven't been praying for someone to be healed, then maybe that's why you don't see people getting healed. You gotta pray first. I remember when I was a new Christian, we just did the stuff. You know, when I say new Christian, I was baptized Catholic, but I had my first encounter with Jesus Christ at the age of 19. We just read what the Book of Acts did, and we went out and did that stuff. I remember once Daryl, John, and I, a friend of mine, we fasted for a couple of three days, and then we were going to pray for someone that had asthma. And I remember when we began to pray for her, we touched her. She was just kind of knocked down on the floor, and when she got up, she was healed. And so, why aren't we seeing miracles? Because we don't pray for miracles, and we don't expect miracles, and we don't hope for miracles. There should be a miracle every day, from the smallest to the biggest. We think of some miracles being really big miracles and other miracles as being like minor miracles, but the actuality is they're all the same to God, right? So we have not because we ask not. And then when we do ask, we ask for the wrong things or we ask for the wrong reasons. So get together with the Lord, meditate on His word, and be bold and pray for healing. Pray for healing. And don't be surprised what happens. And Jesus moved in signs and wonders. It's evidence that He is the King and that His kingdom is here. The signs worked by Jesus is a test that the Father has sent Him. They invite belief in Him. To those who turn to Him in faith, He grants what they ask. Wow. So miracles strengthen faith in the one who does His Father's work. They bear witness that He is the Son of God. Praise the Lord. But His miracles can also be occasions for offense. They are not intended to satisfy people's curiosity or desire for magic. For example, I know people can really get zeroed in on deliverance ministry because it's so dramatic, but they're really more attracted to it because of the bombastic ways demons are, as opposed to really, or maybe there's a mixture where they're attracted to that, but they're not really focused on latria or, you know, adoration of Jesus. They're more fixated on the sensationalism of it. We need to make sure that when we move in the gifts of the Spirit, and we need to make sure that we're moving in the fruit of the Spirit too, love, joy, peace, you know, faith, and surrendering to God. The gifts of the Spirit, of course, can be counterfeited. We saw that when I say the gifts like healings and deliverances and things like that can be counterfeited as well. So That's why Jesus didn't say you'll know them by their gifts. In other words, he didn't say you'll know them by the fact that they pray in tongues or they pray for the sick and they're healed. You'll know them by their fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. Right? So, but that isn't to say we shouldn't be moving out in faith. And when you're walking down the street and you see somebody limp, pray for them. You don't have to go up there and accost them or even stop. But when I see someone who's injured, I pray for them. Just pray for healing. And you may be surprised. You may be walking by them and someone's been healed because of your prayer and you don't even know it. So pray for miracles. By freeing some individuals from the earthly evils of hunger, injustice, illness, and death, Jesus performed messianic signs. Nevertheless, he did not come to abolish all evils here below, but to free men from the gravest slavery, which is sin, which thwarts them in their vocation as God's sons and causes all forms of human bondage. Pope Benedict wrote a beautiful letter about this, how Jesus didn't, he fed the multitude on two occasions, but he didn't feed them every time. He said, the poor shall be with you always. So during this time of adversity on the earth, when the Lord blesses us, you know, to be thankful, but he's not here to focus on our physical needs, but on our spiritual needs. I've been privileged to be on a prayer team for healing ministries. I learned from a nun who was the head of her order to start by asking the Holy Spirit how to pray for that person or anything, because Jesus knows the will for them. And you get right to the point. That's exactly right. And that's why praying in tongues is so important, because when you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit's leading your prayer. So you're praying the way the Holy Spirit wants you to pray. And then as you're praying for someone in tongues who has a need, in time, you get a sense of how God really wants you to pray for that person. And then you may pray in English. Anyway, it's kind of cool talking about signs and wonders, isn't it? Let you enjoy the beautiful signs and wonder of nature, too. Since I've been going through my healing of my arm, all my stitches from my bicep surgery, Cindy and I have been doing a lot of snorkeling. I can't surf and I won't be able to for a while, so we've been out snorkeling out there, and we see these beautiful fish, so many different kinds of fish. It's just, you walk across the street and you step into a wonderland. And our favorite fish is the Humuhumu Nuku Nuku Apu A'a. It's the Hawaiian state fish. I don't know how to describe it to you. It's almost impossible to describe it. It always reminds me of kind of one of those really artsy cars from the 40s. That's been kind of souped up and painted beautifully, but it's just, I don't know. It's really, look it up sometime, the Hawaiian state fish, Humuhumu Nuku Nuku Apu'a'a. And we saw a real ugly eel out there the other day, and beautiful yellow trigger fish, and every kind of creature, the wonder of nature. It's just so beautiful. So enjoy your day today. Please press the share button. Let's get the good news of Jesus Christ out there. And today, pray boldly. Ask God, Lord, according to your will, heal this person. Lord, according to your will, move this mountain, move this obstacle. Pray for my son to have a new career, things like that. Pray for miracles. It's fun to pray and then keep a log of what you prayed for and see how the Lord answers those prayers. I pray for you. Make the sign of the cross today again in the Hawaiian language. The beautiful, I think Latin and the Hawaiian language are the two most beautiful languages in the world. Maka inoa oka makua, in the name of the Father. Kekeki, in the name of the Son. Ame ka uhane hemolele, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Love you guys. See you, Pat. Praying for you, man. You're a good man. God has a beautiful plan for your life.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.